Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Danny Murphy. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Burwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Burwell. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The center fielder, Veda Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Casco scoops it up and throws to first, with Purkey covering, for the out. One out. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Burwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burwell bunts towards first. Coleman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-1 in the game. Casco hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Banks applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Reds. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burwell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Burwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Burwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burwell moves to second. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0-for-1 in the game. Purkey bunts towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jones moves to third. McMillan moves to second. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-2 in the game. Casco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-4, Reds. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Burwell covering, for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pinson. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Santo goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Reds. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Ed Bauschi pinch hits for Dick Burwell. Marshall Bridges now pitching. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first, with Bridges covering, for the out. Thomas scores. Zimmer moves to second. Two outs. It's Cubs, 6, Reds, 6. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey bunts towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman is hit by the pitch. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Murphy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Heist pinch hits for Sammy Taylor. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 6. The Reds will come to bat. Al Heist now playing center field. George Altman now playing right field. Mo Thacker now catching. Marshall Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Bell reaches second base with a double. Pinson goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Santo strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Zimmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 6. The Reds will come to bat. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Thacker and he is out, Zimmer applying the tag. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle pinch hits for Don Elston. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.